Something, I don't know, very remarkable this weekend here at St. Rose. Yesterday morning we had the celebration of the first confessions of our children preparing for First Holy Communion. And you know, there are, well over 100 of them. And we also encouraged, family members, parents to take the opportunity to go to confession as well. And it took all morning and about 10 priests to do it. So it was a wonderful thing. And then yesterday afternoon late, when the regular time for confession came up, there was this enormous line. Father Michael was hearing confessions, and I was going to try to get a little prayer time and end up, I can't do that. I've got to jump over here in the cry room and set up another station. And even as it was, and I see a line of confession even right now. Don't look, anybody, but anyhow, but it's just so wonderful to see people responding to the beautiful, tender mercy of God and having that refreshment in their souls. So keep us busy. That's a great thing. So love to have more days like yesterday. I don't think there are too many parishes that could speak of the number of confessions in the hundreds on a single day. So anyway, which we were certainly in that category yesterday, I think. So, but today in this gospel, the second reading from St. Paul, very famous reading about love. And it's one of those ones that's so famous that we might just sort of turn it off and think, oh, I've heard that before. And that would be a very, very big mistake. Or we might just start getting all kinds of warm, fuzzy feelings, because in our culture, love has been very sentimentalized, And I always refer to it, when people talk about love, I think they're really talking more about love, not love, which is a sentiment, not an emotion. And we can tell from among, I think one of the most important descriptions of love that St. Paul gives us is the one where he says, love never fails. And that tells us something very, very essential about love. It tells us that love, therefore, is not essentially an emotion. Because the one thing we know about emotions is they fail all the time, right? I mean, if you're feeling really high today, it's almost a guarantee you're going to be down in the dumps tomorrow, right? And vice versa. Emotions just bounce around all over the place. They constantly fail. But love never fails, St. Paul tells us. So, although wonderful emotions accompany love, and that's a great thing, love itself is not essentially an emotion. It's something that can be constant. It means that love is more than anything else an act of our will. It's a choice that we make. First of all, to be loved, and then to love. But it goes on too and tells us some other things. Another word that came up as a description of love. And this ties into something I was talking to the children at the school mass on Friday. This past week was Catholic Schools Week. And that's quite a big deal at St. Rose School and pretty much every Catholic school there is, I think. And this year, the scripture verse for sort of the theme for the year is all about kindness. And did you hear? That's one of the words that St. Paul uses to describe love. He said, love is kind. Now again, that's one of those things that we might be tempted to think, oh, isn't that sweet? Kind, to be kind. But that's a total misunderstanding of what kindness is. Kindness is actually tough as nails if it's like love and never fails. Oh, it's easy to be kind when you want to, or with people you want to be kind to. But you just try being kind all the time, especially when you are maybe kind of in one of those crabby moods or something like that. Or maybe especially with that person who gets on your last nerve, okay? And you realize, wow, kindness is pretty tough. It's a challenge. if it's never going to fail? And it's also a challenge in the world we live in. This is what I was telling the children at Mass on Friday, that, you know, we live in a world, I hope this isn't news to anybody, that's pretty unkind, wouldn't you say? And where kindness isn't even seen as being maybe necessarily a very attractive quality. It's kind of, there's a sort of humor that's very rampant these days that trades on being unkind. Most of the humor that we hear, you know, in sort of comedy kind of things or in social media, that sort of thing, it's frankly very unkind. There are whole categories of humor that are, you know, like the whole category of sarcasm trades on being unkind. That's what it's about. And one of the most important lessons I ever learned from my father was that, you know, something that is unkind or hurtful or unpleasant doesn't stop being unkind or hurtful or unpleasant because it's funny. It's still unkind. It's still hurtful. It's still unpleasant. And we should not do it. And some people were telling me after Mass last night, well, said, well, Father, I don't think I can be very funny anymore. I said, well, good. Be kind. You know, be kind. That's much more important, to be kind. And so this challenge of kindness. We look at the gospel, for example. Here's Jesus coming to his hometown. Boy, talk about the classic story of hometown boy makes good, right? You know? You think they'd like throw a big parade or something when he comes to Nazareth. Well, what happens when Jesus comes to Nazareth? Well, at the end of the gospel, they're about to take him out of town and throw him off the cliff. Literally. Literally. That's their response to, frankly, the challenge that Jesus made to them. To accept him for who he is. And so we have a real duty as Christians. Kindness is one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Do you remember that? Remember the 12 fruits of the Holy Spirit? Kindness is one of them. And again, we're like, oh, isn't that sweet? No, it's tough. It's hard. And it's important in the Christian life. I was at a day of recollection for priests one time, and the priest who was giving the day of recollection, and he was talking to a whole group of priests, he said, Fathers, I know that you all are all different and you have different characteristics and personalities and, you know, talents and that sort of thing, but he said, if I came to each one of your funerals, there's one thing I would really want to hear about every single one of you. When the people were there gathering, you know, in the visitation or something, I would want to hear, Father was a kind priest. And that's what I was telling the children about St. Rose School, and that's what I'm going to tell you about St. Rose Parish is, when I'm out in Murfreesboro and somebody says to me, oh, Father, where are you? Oh, I'm at St. Rose. I want to hear, those are the kindest people. That must be a remarkable church. Those people are so kind. And that's our challenge, especially, and that's a great light and a great witness, especially in this very unkind world in which we live. If people know they never have anything to fear from you, from biting sarcasm, for example, or whatever it else might be, don't you think people would be more likely to come to you, to confide in you, to follow you, perhaps, maybe right here into St. Rose Church? kindness is a great way to evangelize. It is one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit, to show the Spirit of God in our lives, to be kind. This world that we live in is so unkind, right from top to bottom. I was telling the people last night, I used to be very interested in politics. But frankly, the unkindness of it all now has just totally turned me off. You know, I really believe in having convictions, having them deeply and passionately, being able to explain and defend them and advocate for them, which means maybe very often disagreeing with other people, maybe pretty profoundly, but being able to do so with kindness, with respect of others and their human dignity, and not just trash talking everybody, you know? And that's about everything. I have to confess a little bit of trash talk about the Patriots in the sacristy before Mass today, but maybe football, you can get away with that. I don't know. Anyway. But we are called to be kind always. To show the world that love really is what matters in this world. And that love never fails. And I really think one of the most powerful ways to do that is to be known, to be kind. If you want a real challenge, it's a great book, a great spiritual book called The Hidden Power of Kindness. I think it's by a Father Lavasic. And again, it sort of sounds kind of sweet, doesn't it? Well, it'll knock you right over the head, actually, to tell you the truth. And so let's get to work. If you want to change this world that we are in, I think sometimes we feel very powerless about all the bad stuff we see in the world. I mean, well, what can I do about it? You know, like politics or whatever. What can I do about it? Well, you can be kind. And maybe it will infect somebody else. In these days, kindness, I think, would attract a lot more attention than biting wit or sarcasm or a running vendetta or anything like that. That's old news. But the good news of the gospel, which includes love that is kind, will indeed never fail.